Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
At 7:15 and about, 70, 71 out there right now. It feels good, right, Sarah Robinson?
It does. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's going to be a great Saturday. Thanks for being here, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Of all my Galesburg Live guests, I think you've been on the most.
Aren't you also lucky?
I am. Well, and I'm lucky to get to see you on occasion because
it's true.
Because of the fact that I help out with some CASA events. CASA is close to my heart. Court appointed special advocates. Mm-hmm. Tell people what your advocates do.
Our advocates are trained to provide advocacy for children who are experiencing foster care. So we are appointed through the local courts to serve children that are victims of abuse and or neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And a volunteer is appointed to one child or a sibling set and kind of follows their case to make sure that they're getting everything that they need and finding permanency as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Oh, I like to refresh people on that because mm-hmm. they don't always know. But
right.
I helped out with CASA in the early 2000s and then didn't for a while. And it's great to be back helping out with the events coming up. And it's never too early to promote the fall fundraiser, especially when there's
correct.
Some when there's some yeah when there's some key details in place,
some changes
yeah.
on the horizon. Yeah,
yeah.
We're excited.
So those volunteers that Sarah just talked about,
mm-hmm.
Sarah is the executive director of the Knox Warren Henderson and McDonough four counties. It was just one 2.5 years ago. Right? Mm. Was it just Knox?
We moved into Warren County in 2016.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So we've been growing. We've done a little growing over the last couple of years.
To train those volunteers, those mm-hmm. advocates, it takes time. And then there's mm-hmm. retraining
yeah.
And updates throughout. It costs money.
Right. Yeah. Everyone who joins the program goes through a 30-hour national CASA curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Then volunteers for the duration of their service are required to have 12 hours of continuing education every year.
Yeah. And it costs money to train them, and that's why these fundraisers happen a couple times a year. And then just small ones peppered throughout the year. And one of them was the CASA Superhero for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. Did we have cold? Were we cold?
It was a little chilly that morning.
But we had sunshine.
It was beautiful.
Yes.
A little brisk.
But it happened. Mother Nature can never. She's like,
yeah, you just can't.
You guys can have this, but I might throw in.
Well,
a little
and you know, out of all of the years that I've done that event, that was the year that we had the least amount of wind. Usually
yeah.
our stuff's blowing all over the place. So I was like, okay, so we've got sunshine and little wind.
Yeah.
A little bit cold. I don't know what the right combo is, but the lack of wind was pretty wonderful because it made the chilliness a little less chilly.
By the way, if you want to be a volunteer, they're always looking for volunteers.
Always.
It is a commitment of time and care of children and just the love in your heart, you know?
We train you to do the rest. So long as you have the passion to help a child in their time of need, we can help you learn to do the other parts.
Sarah's on the third floor of the... on the second floor. Yes, I finally screwed it up again because I've been getting it right forever. The second floor of the wonderful Bonnie building in downtown Galesburg. That's where you'll find the CASA offices. So the fall fundraiser is on September 26th. It's a Thursday. Been booked again at the Knights of Columbus.
It's true.
The fine folks there.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to having it there again.
How many is this?
I think this is year four.
No,
right?
No. This is at least year five.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
For lip sync battle and fashion show, mm-hmm. this would be, this is five.
You're crazy.
You better look back in the annals, in the history books. It's all logged. It's all on Facebook.
I know. I work there. I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you definite?
Our first one
it?
Was 2015, I'm pretty sure.
15, 16, 16, that would make this, okay.
Our first one was that year.
We'll argue this off the air. I'm going to do some research.
It's going to end up in an arm wrestling match, so maybe let's get a camera.
On the commercial break, for sure. All right, so, and this year it changed it up. No, there's no fashion show, but that was great for the the 4 years or 5 years prior.
Four. Three.
It was awesome. And the combination of that and the lip sync. So this year we thought, who doesn't love an 80s party?
I don't know of anyone.
Yeah.
Really.
And we called our old friend Aaron Duke and his band Past Curfew with Mike Shoemaker and others. And they go around regionally and just, they bring a party wherever they go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true.
So that's what's happening. But the lip sync battle will be a part of that. But 80s, and we're required or we can
encouraged
wear, to wear 80s gear.
Yeah.
Nice.
Get out your Aquanet.
Well, me and my wife were driving and I said, okay, you know, we got to go full on because all the key people involved in this and then others like dressing up as 80s. I'm like, I've seen all those pictures of the big hair, honey. Mm-hmm. She's an 80s girl.
Bring it, Laura.
Graduated in 87. And I've seen all the big hair pictures. I mean, if there's five of her friends sitting on a couch in a picture.
There's hair for days.
It's more hair than anything. The picture is just hair.
Oh, I love it. I love
it. And I'm like, we got to do this up. I don't know how I'm going to do it because I didn't really have
a
style.
You need to find yourself a mullet. Hello.
I did have a mullet in the 80s.
Who didn't? I mean,
but
let's be real.
I didn't have any significant style. You wouldn't look at me and go, no, he's not a template. Just move on. Because I had corduroys and I don't know what on.
Get yourself some acid wash jeans.
She could do some, I don't know if she was a leg warmer girl or not, but
Ooh, yeah.
And then the colors, right? What were the colors?
There seemed to be fluorescent. A bit of neon, fluorescent colors.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. It's an 80s party, September 26th, CASA Fall Fundraiser. Past curfews there, and the other details are being built now. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk more about that and more about how CASA is doing and serving. Who are they serving? And the children they're taking care of in Knox, Warren, and Henderson, McDonough County with our guest, Sarah Robinson. Who brought an awesome coffee cup, by the way. Now, I know Harry Potter, but let Harry Potter fans out there, the readers, and the...
It's like a 90s, a play on the 90s.
So what does your coffee cup say?
99 problems, but a snitch ain't one.
Yes. You started out by saying, are you a Harry Potter fan? Sorta. I didn't really get the snitch thing, but the snitch is what you're trying to catch when you're playing.
When you're playing Quidditch.
Quidditch, okay. Mm-hmm. I got it. Love Sarah's coffee cup this morning. She's happy. You should be too, because... After maybe minor rain and thunderstorm, we're going to have sunshine and a high of 90. If you like it hot and sticky, you're going to love this weekend. It's Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.